The Four Questions, Manishtana. It's not a surprise that one of the highlights of the evening is the Four Questions. Firstly, it comes from the children to the parents, which is a very, very important element of the evening, whereby after the Four Questions, the parent is supposed to answer the question. But it's also well known that in the Jewish culture, we ask a lot of questions. It's a means of learning. It's a means of probing. It's a means of getting to understand something on a deeper level. So it's even natural to ask a question about the Four Questions, or more precisely, about the order of the Four Questions. Every question itself has many different answers and different elements. And every year, we should pre-think as we approach our Seder, what are the points that we would like to share? What are the themes that we would like our children to go home with? What are the themes, frankly, that we ourselves would either like to double down on? Are we struggling with? Or we premeditatively want to share it with all the participants of our Seder. The Chabad custom is to have the first question regarding the dipping. All other nights we don't dip, even one time. But on this night, we dip two times. Then comes the question of the matzah. Then comes the question of the maror, the bitter herbs. And then comes the question about the reclining as to why we recline. Whichever way you slice it or dice it, one can always ask a question about the sequence, about the order of the questions themselves. And the one we're going to focus on for a second is the dipping. You see, matzah is the biggest commandment. It's a biblical commandment. Maror today is a rabbinic commandment because we no longer bring up the paschal offering. However, we still eat the maror, the bitter herbs. That's a rabbinic injunction to eat it, and it helps us remember what would have taken place, but essentially, because we don't have this sacrifice, it's rabbinic in nature. We also have the question or the theme of leaning, and that itself we recognize as a very important theme of the evening, essential because we do it to express freedom. So therefore, with the matzah, the maror, and the leaning, we have three very, very strong themes. But when it comes to the dipping, the question is, why do we dip? And the answer really is to raise the curiosity of the children where they see that it's not a regular night. It's custom. It's not biblical at all. And even in the order of the way the Seder unfolds in front of us, the dipping always seems to be in the wrong sequence, whether in terms of importance or in terms of sequence. Why is dipping in the place that dipping is? In Chabad custom, it actually goes first. So here's an idea. Judaism has many different layers, and the sanctity of the laws are such that they have a divine element handed down from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then subsequently handed down from generation to generation for thousands of years. There's a tremendous sanctity to it. And then there are customs. Now, customs are a tremendously important element to the fulfillment of Judaism. You see, customs give a very distinct and different flavor to the laws that we are upholding. Think of a custom as a spice or perhaps salt that you put into a dish. It may not be the meal, but it certainly enhances the meal. It may not be the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of what we're doing, but it certainly gives the essential celebration a whole different flavor. It raises it to a new level. It makes it interesting, distinct, different, and in many ways, the most engaging or a most engaging part of the Seder itself. So we put it first because although one could argue it perhaps is not the most important, to the contrary, it has an element that makes it the most important. You see, the Passover Seder is also about the Jewish identity. The age-old question as to whether I'm American first and Jewish second, am I a Jewish American or American Jew, has been one that dates back for so much time. In every culture, in every land, and in every times that we lived. There is the struggle. There is a distinct danger of getting too assimilated within the culture itself to the degree that we lose our own individuality. We become part of the culture. Within the culture itself, we happen to be Jewish. But that's really not what the message of Passover itself is. The message of the Passover Seder is our distinct relationship with the Almighty. Yes, a Jew can live anywhere. Yes, a Jew can and will always be productive and an important member of the society that they live in. It's embedded in who we are, yet at the core is our relationship with the Almighty. And the Seder night is the night that we celebrate that core relationship with Hashem. With an outstretched arm, God took us out of Egypt. And from that time on, as children of God, we have taken our job seriously to retain our identity despite challenge, despite location, and despite anything that's thrown our way, with much celebration, much joy, and loads of customs that retain our identity for ourselves, for our children, for generations to come.